houses. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. Good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and the number here, 918-336-1400, or our toll-free number, 1-800-749-5936, and you are listening to Consumer Calls. And Consumer Calls is a call-in show about items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not particularly caring about any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And we can talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas. Our time now is 9:12. With that, I'll be right back.
We've got Bartlesville High Volleyball and the 6A Regionals on the radio for you tonight. Lady Bruins play game one against Westmore at 4 o'clock on Sports Talk, 99.1 FM, KPGM. If Bartlesville can win at 4, the Lady Bruins will play in the 6A Regional title round at 6 on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, and 95.1. Bartlesville Volleyball and the 6A Regionals comes to you thanks to Tallgrass Motors, Sterling's Grill, Moxie on 2nd Street, Scott Gillette, Farmers Insurance, Accurate Automotive, Randy Lawrence Lawn Care, McGraw Realty, BNC Automotive, Apex Title Company, George Johnson Appraisal, and Colonial Storage. Bartlesville Volleyball and the 6A Regionals. Games at 4 on KPGM and 6 on K1. A trip to state on the line.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Now, every day, we've been, for a year or so, we've been giving you a question you can weigh in on by calling us at 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And the Maple Street Meat Market poll question of the day is, would you rather bake or read, depending on who you are? I'm kind of in the middle on those. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Would you rather bake or read? I'd like to know your opinion. Just give me a call. 918-336-1400. With that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Sometimes I'll come to a home and a guy will have a receiver and some older speakers, and the older speakers don't sound so well, but just upgrading the speakers only and keeping their existing receiver can do wonders for a home entertainment system.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
Welcome back to Consumer Calls. I am looking for your call here at 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, trade, sell, giveaway, and what you're looking for. Anyway, wide open lines right now. Make them happen. Make them light up. 918-336-1400.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste. Same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move. Head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard. No time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce. Oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand. Ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
Problems, the ones most people don't have the stomach for. We go looking for them. We find every dollar we can to address them. But we are more than fundraisers. We are the hand raisers, the game changers. We surround our community's most critical problems, and we fight because change doesn't happen alone. Hope isn't a one-man band. We have one life. To live better, we must live united. Unite with the Bartlesville Regional United Way today.
Once again, our pattern will become very active over the next 24 to 36 hours. We're in good shape for the first half of the day. This afternoon, increasing clouds, highs upper 70s, gusty winds, a chance for a couple of showers and storms A line of thunderstorm activity will develop tonight to the west of our area, and this squall line could move into part of our area early tomorrow morning. There would be a threat for a few strong to severe storms. Highs tomorrow afternoon into the mid and upper 70s. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6's Alan Crum.
Thank you, Alan, for the weather update. Right now, it's beautiful out, sunny, a little crisp. It's 59 degrees at this point, and we're looking for that high of 79 with a low of 48. And like he said, later on this afternoon, pretty much after you get home from work, around 8 o'clock this evening, about 30% chance of rain, moving on up into the 50% chance later on this evening. And raining until tomorrow, which brings more rain, thunderstorms perhaps, and a high of 79 with a low of 59. Right now it's beautiful out, so enjoy it before the rains do come. Our time now is 9:17. I'm looking for a call here at 918-336-1400. And I'll say good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a Browning compound bow, and I'm after $75 for it. Real good shape, looks real good, shoots real good. It's got all the bells and whistles, sights and everything all ready to go. Put some arrows in it, and you're ready to go hunting.
Ready to go.
Big contact. That's it. 918-214-7495.
All right, so you have a Browning compound bow. Looks good. Mm-hmm. You're selling that today. Yep. It works well. Probably comes with a few arrows, and asking price is $75. That's way below those Browning compound bow prices. 918-214-7495 is the phone number to call.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I have a Troy-built riding lawnmower for $200. Runs real good, and a wheelchair for $40.
Okay.
Real nice condition.
Okay.
And number is 918-327-1895.
All right, Tony. Troy built riding lawnmower for $200, and he has a nice wheelchair. It's in good condition. For $40. 918-327-1895 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We appreciate
it.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right. We've had two callers today. That's a good thing. A Browning compound bow with some arrows for $75. 918-214-7495. A Troy-built riding lawnmower. Runs good. Works good. $200. And a wheelchair that looks really good. It's one of the newer models, I think is what he said. For $40, 918-327-1895, that is the phone number to call. It is now almost 9:20, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, and then after that, we'll do our doggone report.
Here's the latest energy news from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Dave Lanning, powered by OKEnergyToday.com. November West Texas Intermediate crude oil and November gasoline prices settling moderately higher yesterday and posting new seven-year highs. Once again, crude oil prices extended their one-and-a-half-month-long rally yesterday on concern that global oil supplies will tighten further as OPEC sticks with its plan to only gradually roll back crude production cuts. Citigroup on Monday said that crude prices might climb to $90 per barrel this winter as global crude consumption increases by as much as 1 million barrels per day from consumers switching away from natural gas to oil-based products due to surging energy prices. November natural gas prices dropping to a two-week low, though, yesterday and closed sharply lower. Forecasts from NOAA for above normal temperatures across most of the U.S. over the next 60 days weighed on natural gas prices. The forecast for warmer U.S. temperatures this fall have bolstered speculation that more natural gas will be diverted to storage rather than used for heating or power plants. Ramped up U.S. natural gas output is bearish for prices after BNEF data shows lower 48 U.S. natural gas production on Sunday was 92.7 billion cubic feet, up about 10.8% year over year. Now, checking those prices at the close yesterday, November West Texas Intermediate crude up $1.17, $80.52. December up $1.16, $79.92. $1.72. December Brent crude up $1.26, $83.65. January up $1.23 at $82.92. November natural gas down $0.22, $5.34. December down 20 cents at $5.50 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And welcome back. This is Consumer Calls. That was our Oklahoma Energy Report. The number to get in is 918-336-1400. And I'll say good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've got a couple of pickups I'm going to sell, and they're not tagged. They need to be tagged. One of them is a 94 GMC long wide bed extended cab, V8 automatic, good tires. I would sell that to somebody for $1,500 or trade it for something I can use. I've also got a 98 S10 Chevy pickup. It's a four-cylinder automatic, a single cab. Runs good and all, but it needs a tag. $2,000. Or I'd trade it for something I can use. Cattle or tractor or something like that.
Okay.
918-536, hold it now, my phone's out of order over there, 918-740-7358, that's my cell number, and I have it with me all the time.
All right, 918-740-7358, and you have some pickups, they're not tagged, however, they are running, 94 GMC extended cab V8 auto for $1,500 or trade it for something of equal value. And a 98 S10 Chevy pickup, single cab, runs good, $2,000, or trade it for something of equal value. 918-740-7358 is the phone number to call.
Oh, and Sharon, I've also, if somebody needs a place for horses or cattle, I've got a lot of good Bermuda hay pasture, got a lot of good grass, and a good pond for their water.
Mm-hmm.
And I live right there where I can watch them. If somebody wants to give me a call,
okay,
918-740-7358. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
This is Joanne Custer at Copan Senior Citizens.
Hi.
We are going to have the Cherokee Traveling Nurses this morning from 10:30 till noon. They will be administering flu shots this morning, free flu shots. So anybody in North Washington County or Copan is welcome to come by.
Okay, that's at this Copan Senior Center. Cherokee Traveling Nurses are going to be there from 10:30 to noon today.
Yes.
Administering free flu shots.
Right. Our building is right behind the Methodist Church at 310 East Weldon.
East Weldon. Okay, we have it. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, that's a good thing. Again, that's the Copan Senior Citizen Center at 310 East Weldon in Copan. Today, from 10:30 till noon, the Cherokee Traveling Nurses are going to be there and giving out free flu shots, and that's a good thing. Anyway, it's time for our Doggone Report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
Doggone Bulletin Board.
it's time for our Doggone Report. For a complete listing of our lost or found animals on the report, you can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Community tab. It'll drop down. Then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up, and you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the Submit tab. Submit your information. There's a form you fill out. You answer questions. Give us as much information as possible. And at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. And once you hit that Submit button, it does not go to the website. It does go to us. So it takes a little time to go through different links and hoops and all that. And once we get our information put in, we send it on its way. Now, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, that's S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as quick as I can. Get it posted to the website, and once it's there, it'll go on our report. Nothing to report today. Good thing. So everybody's home safe and sound. But when we do, you can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and you can enter, look for information, or you can enter information. And it's all a free service. Anyway, that is our Doggone Report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Our time has pretty much expired for today. So I'll be back in tomorrow. Same time, same stations. Those are K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, and now serving the Osage County 95.1. And at 9:10 till 9:30 with Consumer Calls. 59 degrees out right now. Our time is almost... almost 9:29. So with that, I'm going to say adieu. Talk to you tomorrow. Stay healthy and well.
I don't see a budget as restrictive. I see a budget as telling me what I can do.
Michelle Singletary says there's freedom in planning your expenses. So...